Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. We're at Restore Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County, Tennessee. They're building playhouses today for families here in Sumner County. And the event is happening at Restore, where you can shop for secondhand building supplies and more. Check it out at RestoreSumner.com. They also help with critical home repairs for Habitat, Humanities, and low-income families, 60 or older, veterans, and disabled people. So happy to be here supporting this awesome cause today. And, you know, we're only here for a couple hours. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace will be here and can kind of see the progress. But we're starting to see, you know, some playhouses come together, JoJo.
Yeah, and again, as we said throughout the show, thankful that they're not asking us to help because
we could paint.
We can paint.
Yeah.
But there's eight different companies represented here today who are building playhouses. And so they've taken a day off from work to come do this for the greater good of the community, helping out Habitat for Humanity here in Sumner County.
Yeah.
And it's heartwarming, man, to see all these people here today going above and beyond, helping out their fellow brother and sister to make life a little better for them.
I feel like if the Preds asked you to paint, you would try and paint kitties to look like Nash. And they wouldn't look like Nash. So
I can't even paint by numbers. So that's just, I'm here for emotional and moral support. But the Nashville Predators are right in front of us getting the job done. They're making progress.
By the way, speaking of painting, you're probably going to have to learn to paint pink after your big news of the weekend.
Yeah, right. My daughter and son-in-law are having a girl. So as I've told people, I said it last week, gender reveals are the absolute worst until your daughter has one, and it's the greatest thing ever on God's earth.
How did they do it?
They shot a cannon off, not a Civil War cannon, but like a little a hand cannon, you know, yeah. They, and they did that, which was about 47 times louder than I thought. So it went off, and I shuddered, and I think I said a cuss word, and then all the pink came out, and I was like, oh, fantastic. So thank you for all the kind words. I mean, God is good, so we're truly blessed. And so October 30th is the due date.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
congratulations
you, thank
on that. All right, so our question of the day is, whose flame is burning out in the sports world? You said Deion Sanders. I said LeBron James, which a few people agree with me. Another texter says Bill Belichick and Tom or Tom in Brentwood says Bill Belichick.
That's a good one.
I say that that's probably accurate.
Last night on the roast, somebody, Randy Moss, was next to Bill Belichick, and somebody said, hey, Randy Moss and Bill Belichick have something in common. Randy has no rings, and Bill's phone doesn't ring.
So I watched bits and pieces of that last night, and we were texting about it. They went places I didn't think they would go, but oh, my goodness.
That is a NFSW.
Yeah, not safe
NF?
For.
NS. Yeah, that's it. Not safe for work because there were some jokes last night. But I think Bill is now on a PR tour. Because he was funny last night.
He was funny
laughing.
With McAfee.
He was opening up, and I think he realizes people see that gruff exterior up in New England. Even Ben Affleck made fun of him last night about all that stuff. But I think now he's like, hey, I want to get one more. Because he desperately wants to be the all-time winningest coach.
Sure.
And I think he saw owners, saw him like, we don't want this grumpy old man. So I think Bill's on a PR tour. But that's a great point. I could still see people saying that his flame – is burning
who
out.
Who would hire him? Like, if you go through this year and things don't work out, you know, what teams do you think would go, you know what, Bill Belichick is what I need?
I think you'd have to be an owner who's tired of the nonsense, who would be like, I still think he'd have been a great fit in Atlanta. I think Arthur Blank would have been perfect together, and they wouldn't have drafted Michael Penix Jr. I know that. Wait and see, but there would
I got one for you.
Okay.
And it's – I don't think people are going to think about this one. Buffalo.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Like, I think that – you talk about flames burning out. I think Buffalo, the Bills' flame is burning out.
Brand-new stadium
coming.
They
got a new stadium coming. McDermott's been good, but he's never been able to get them – over the hump.
Man.
You know, there were talks about his job status going into this year. If they come up short again and you're that ownership group, do you go, you know what, let's We got a few more prime years with Josh Allen. Let's call Belichick. He knows this division. And then and here's the other thing, too. Belichick's got a chance to stick it to Kraft twice a year.
He does.
And you know that that means something to him.
Although they Kevin Hart made them share a shot together last night.
Sure. Well, they'll act all buddy-buddy, yeah. But you know he's pissed off.
Oh, of course he is. So,
I think Buffalo's the one to watch.
That's a
Even
great
Even though Buffalo's
one.
Coming out, they won the division. Just something to pay attention to.
Yeah. All right. I like that. I like that a lot because it's in the division and get it done. He's not going to go. Jets would be good if Aaron Rodgers sticks around for a while. Those things are good because the revenge factor.
He's never going to the Jets.
No.
That's never happened.
No, he's already said. But
he burnt that bridge.
But if the Jets come to him and say, hey, you know, let's do this.
I don't think Woody's going to come to him.
But you got to remember, who wants to hire a 74-year-old coach? That's the thing. I mean, you're not going to say age is a thing, but you're going to look at it that way and say, hey, maybe it is. But I could see that. So Bill, Dion, LeBron, a few that are, you know, we think the flame is – and we look at this for like a year from right now where things are. And I think you could see that as well. And there's, you throw, you know.
Here's a really good one.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a fantastic one. Sonny says Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, there was something.
That flame might be out.
It might be, yep.
Like, you think of, okay, so if 4 years ago Nick Saban retires, Dabo Sweeney's head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide right now. You agree with that?
So. Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, then it became like, nah, I don't want that job. They didn't want him.
Yeah, there was something about the South Carolina court has ordered ACC to turn over documents about its agreements with ESPN that Clemson has requested in his lawsuit against the conference. That's off the field stuff. But, yeah. I Dabo Sweeney.
Very good, Sonny. That's a good one.
He hasn't embraced the NIL or anything along those lines, so – I mean, he's won two national championships. What he's done at Clemson cannot be argued about. He's done great.
Sure.
But man. Yep, I totally see that. I'm gonna give you a hot take, too, right now.
Okay.
Kalen DeBoer in Alabama is gone after 2 years.
I can see it. I don't think that's a hot take.
I spent a few hours in Alabama this weekend, and that ghost of Nick Saban way is overshadowing a lot of things. 2 years, man. Telling you, man, they're not going to wait around.
Bama fans are going to rejoice. I think in 2 years, when they win six or seven games and they go to the, you know, I don't care bowl,
yep.
And Nick Saban, you know, comes out of retirement to coach the bowl game because they fired the coach,
right?
You know, because that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and just like Stoops has done, you know, you've seen it. And then they're going to find what's next. But
I know Kalen DeBoer is a great coach, and you know I'm not saying his flame is burning because he hasn't really done anything at Alabama yet. But Ray Perkins was a hell of a coach. I mean, he wasn't the greatest coach ever, but you know he drafted Lawrence Taylor up in New England, for the Giants. But he had the unfortunate thing to replace Bear Bryant.
Yep.
And you could never live up to that. And Ray left and took the job at Tampa Bay. To get the hell out of Tuscaloosa. So it's just.
Well, look, you talk about New England. We pulled for Gerard Mayo being a Tennessee guy, and he's earned his opportunity to be the head coach there. I wouldn't want that job.
But I think what helps Mayo is that the fact that since Brady left, the Patriots have been below pedestrian.
Sure.
They haven't been very good. So I think that helps him out some, whereas DeBoer's come in and Alabama still playing at a high level is a totally different thing for what's going on there. But it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, college football this season will be much different than we have seen in a long time.
What are some other ones in college football? We'll discuss that. Whose flame has burnt out in sports? 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It's the Chase and Big Joe Show live at Restore Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County. Today here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
And we do have someone on our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ron wants to jump in.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Ron. What do you have for us this morning, sir?
Two questions. One, how come that we can't, these predator, natural predator guys that come over from Europe, we can't pronounce their names? Can we not give them American names? And secondly, which one of you guys are single? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call. Yeah, not sure how to react to that one, fellas. But look, yeah, I don't think we change people's last names. You got Yuso Parsonen, Roman Yossi, Philip Forsberg, UC Saros, Kevin Lankinen, all European guys. Those are pretty easy names to say.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
is. I don't know.
I'll answer the first question Ron had about changing it to like American names.
Kenny the Mailman is on the line. Kenny, what you got for us?
First of all, was that Dubin pranking y'all?
Yep. We think so.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't put it past him. He could make Billy Graham cuss. There is no doubt about that.
Oh, my goodness. That was Ron calling in to our brand new Saturday morning show, Force Company, 9 to 11 on Saturdays with Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, Nick Kieser, Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, and probably 16 other people that I don't know about. No, I'm just kidding. Excited for those guys. Listen, Dr. Crane, let me tell you something. That means that you have made it because, and I bet I could pull this call up, when Ryan Porth and I did a show in that time slot on Saturdays called The Cheap Seats, we had a guy call in that referenced The Rock, and this gentleman then said Tim Jernigan, that's what we called him, The Rock, from McGavick High School.
Oh,
and, of course,
man.
It was Joe. So if you've been pranked by Joe Dubin, that means you made it.
It's like a radio christening in some regard.
It is. Now, my favorite is that Kieser just rolled with it and actually answered the question. That's what had me in tears, that Kieser was like, okay, well, I'll just answer the question.
Yeah, before that, he was breaking down Preds prospects. And I don't know if he even knew how to pronounce their names.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I got great fodder here. I'll call them and say, hey, let's give these Preds prospects that we don't know, we can't pronounce their name, give them American names. You know, something stupid like that. Then I was like, oh, how are you guys sick? Look, I was in the middle of nowhere, Mississippi, and I was able to get a signal out. I was like, I got to call in these guys. So congrats, Dr. Crane. Your show is very nice.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I enjoy doing it. It's fun.
Congrats, man. Oh, you guys have deserved it. Our question of the day, whose flame has burnt out in sports? We'll also get back into the Predators, but a lot of you have some good answers here. Gina Spring Hill says Jerry Jones. That one's been burnt out for about 20 years, I think.
And God bless him. When he came out last week before the draft and said the reason the Cowboys are drafting 24th is that they're the 24th best team in the National Football League. And I was like, Jerry, no, that's not how this works. You're number 9 or 8, whatever it is. You know, that's you draft, the higher you draft or the lower you draft, the better your season had been. And I was like, he was doubling down on it, too. I was like, poor guy, man.
Ron says Mike Tomlin, too many playoff losses.
He's never been over 500. Guys love him. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. At some point,
is a good one, though.
Your voice stops being heard.
Right. Like, and he's one of those coaches, like, he has the standard is the standard. And, like, you know, he has kind of those sayings. And I think you're right. Now,
his 18th year.
I'll say this. The moment he's fired, and I know we said this about Vrabel, but, like, I think this is 100% true with Tomlin. The moment he's fired, his phone will blow – or leaves, his phone will be blowing up.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because I think he is the prime example of a guy that he could leave, take a year off, and go to another team and pick up with the success because you'd have a whole new group to hear what you have to say.
Oh, no. Or you go the broadcasting route. I mean, remember Sean McVay was flirting with the broadcasting route of doing this because it's easier to get paid great money. Not everybody, just because you're a coach doesn't mean I think Vrabel would be an awful, awful analyst. Like, you know, like a Troy Aikman role. Be terrible.
Yeah.
I think he'd be not good
at all. I'd put him in the studio. Yeah. I think he'd be fine in the studio. You know, CBS is finally making the tough decision, but they're, you know, the report coming out that Boomer's going to be gone and Phil Simms is going to be gone. And, you know, while I still think Boomer has remained relevant because of his radio show in New York, that it's time. It's time to pass the baton on to, you know, players that are just coming out of the league and things like that. You know, I think Fox really needs to do that. Even though, you know, Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson and Howie Long are great, it's time to find newer talent that are going to be willing to do that. I think, you know, Belichick can try and get back in all he wants. And I mentioned Buffalo, and maybe there's, you know, some teams that would jump on him for a few years. But I think Belichick would be fantastic being a studio analyst. So just something to consider. Ryan says Crosby and Malkin with Pittsburgh. Yep, I would agree with that.
Is it done with him?
Yeah. I mean, they're still under contract, but the Penguins are going in the wrong direction. So it's time for them to kind of start the rebuild process. Greg says Sean Payton is burning out as a wonder coach in Denver.
Yeah, especially when – who was the player that came out and said he's nothing without Drew Brees?
Yep.
And you see he's nothing without Drew Brees. And that's the same thing with Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's record without Tom Brady is awful.
Yep.
Awful.
2-1-2-2, Jordan Spieth, PGA flame burnout. I'd say that's probably accurate. But I feel like that's the problem golf has. Like, they think they have this next superstar, and then they flame out after a year or two. And that's been the process of trying to replace Tiger.
Yeah.
And Phil. I mean, like, they haven't had those top two guys since Tiger and Phil.
God, you're right. And when John Daly goes out there and he still has your biggest gallery, when he does play a PGA tournament, that shows the lack of a star there as well. So
I'd say Scottie Scheffler is probably up there. I mean, obviously he's number one in the world, but he contends week in and week out for the
most
part.
Sure, but I feel like it changes every couple of years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was Spieth, it was McIlroy, and then it was Spieth, and then it was – now it's Scheffler. You know, you've had others that have kind of flirted with it, but nobody's ever been able to grab that title and run with it.
That's very true, yeah.
So that's what they're looking for, and they haven't had that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, there's a lot to do with this about the flame burning out with people, because it's just not the obvious ones of a, you know, we say Dion and LeBron. There are so many other people out there that you look a year from now like, yeah, goodbye.
Josh says, my answer is Tiger Woods. His flame is burnt out, and he should just step back from golf, know that he did what he did, and let his legacy continue to be what it is. Yeah, I mean, I think it's been.
I think he does, but I think the corporations and the TV want Tiger around. So there's a lot weighing on Tiger. I don't think he'll ever be.
No.
Because you look at what Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer did. I mean, they were just revered.
Look, when Tiger, if he decides to go play the Seniors Tour, whatever it's called now, you'll have more people pay attention to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because, like, if he can go out there and cook and be Tiger Woods on the Seniors Tour,
yeah,
then you're going to have, like, that'll help their TV deals and people paying attention to it.
Could you be a caddy for one round? Carrying the bag 4 hours?
I could carry the bag, sure. I mean, I'm not going to give great advice.
Just thinking, that's a lot, man. Wear those outfits and burn up like that.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to know what you're doing.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun to be a caddy, though, of a big-time star who doesn't need our help.
Yeah.
Like a Tiger or somebody like that. Get yelled at. And don't ask me, what do you think I'm going to do here? I'd go with the driver. It's a putt.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, sorry.
Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, and John Rahm were all great, but they all went to LIV, Dylan and Antioch. Yeah, I mean, now you got two leagues. I mean, LIV's coming here.
Yeah, LIV is coming here, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a big deal?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's a pretty big deal.
I need to know more about this.
615-737-1025. We'll get back into the Predators, and unfortunately their season coming to an end on Friday. Your reaction to that, and I feel bad saying that as they're building a playhouse right in front of us, but we'll discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Live at Restore, Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County, Tennessee, for their playhouse project. They're building playhouses today. We got the Predators group here in front of us as they are building it's Nash's house, I guess, is what they're doing.
Okay.
Is that right, Nat? It's a Nash house? Okay. Well, it's looking good. We got the colors going right now. So it's looking good. They're going to hand off these playhouses today to families here in Sumner County. So really, really cool event that we're a part of. Caroline Willie and D-Mace will be here next and talk more about it. I mean, I'm looking over here. We got some actual playhouses starting to come together. Like, so the construction continues.
They're working
here
hard
in Sumner County. This is awesome.
We got a few of the Preds guys who are standing around yapping.
Let's be honest. Let's just be honest.
They'd ask us
leave. That's why we're here. We're sitting here.
Yeah, he's working hard, man.
Speaking of the Predators, unfortunately, the season coming to an end on Friday in a series that, you know, I think that Andrew Brunette, Barry Trotz, the players are all going to look back on and, you know, look at some missed opportunities. We've talked about the power play in a series that was certainly winnable for them. But trying to turn things into a positive, I look at it as more of a building block that, okay, you kind of know where you stand and where you stack up. And so now Barry Trotz has to decide what are the next steps in moving forward. Obviously, goaltender is going to be the biggest question that he has to answer this offseason. Do you extend UC Saros long-term? Do you look at Yaroslav Askarov as the goalie of the future and go ahead and make that move? Do you try and work it where maybe there's at least a year of Saros and Askarov together? Those are things that he has to answer, and I do not envy him at all.
No, not at all. I just don't – I think Saros is – I don't know anything. Nobody's told me anything. Nobody wants to tell me anything. But I just feel the vibe. I mean, you're going to go with – you know, there's all these question marks down the stretch about Saros, and so now why not just go ahead and – you know, if you feel the backup or whoever is next in line has got the strength and the confidence to do this, then put him in.
Yeah.
Go with it. Ride with it.
Yeah. Well, and I that may be what they do, but the question there is – if you do trade Saros and you get assets for him, are you getting assets for the future? Or are you getting assets for the now to help you, you know, put your new goaltender or goaltenders in a position to help you, you know, compete for the cup now?
I'd say now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of tend to agree with that I think this team is further along than we all thought they were going to be. And if you can keep with the plan while also playing for the now, then I say you do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this takes years for most of these guys to get to the NHL level. And if you traded for draft picks, and then you're like, oh, we'll see in 4 to 5 years, maybe when you get here and all the other things can happen. I'm about the now, man, because we know what, Chaser? We're not promised tomorrow.
Nope.
As my good friend, the late Apollo Creed, told me, there is no tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow.
That is
damn it, Rock. There is no tomorrow. So yeah, today. I mean, if I'm like the Titans,
if he dies, he dies.
I'm not shooting for 2027. I'm shooting for now. We're about the now, man. Compete for the now. Build this team and build whatever team you've got. Build for the now. Stop waiting around to see down the line, man.
So you know, I know that you're not as familiar as you know with other teams and players and stuff like that. As I look.
In hockey,
like as I look, you know, Steven Stamkos right now is the biggest name that could potentially be out there.
Okay.
He's 34 years old, but he's still playing at a high level. He was a 40-goal scorer this year, 81 points. You know, if he does, in fact, leave Tampa Bay and you've made the decision that you want to go for it.
Go for it.
I'm making some phone calls, and, you know, there's obviously people that have worked for the Predators, that have worked for Tampa Bay and are familiar with him. I think he ends up going back to the Lightning, but I think that could be interesting.
You said earlier about age, like people are too old.
I didn't say they were too old. I just said
35.
Right. I just said it's, you know, if that's something that concerns you, that – but there can be a mix of young and old on this team.
There has to be.
You know, I think there are some young guys, and I think what your hope is you're going for the now, but you're also building the core for the future.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do that. You have to have a mix. You can't have all guys under 25. You're not winning anything. You can't have all guys over 35. Now, you have to have that great mix and balance. And what is it? That's the whole point of being a GM, and you got to figure that out. Then pray that the chemistry comes together, and then pray that on the ice you're able to put it all together and make things happen and win. I would not want to be a GM of anything.
Sam Reinhart's the other one. Now, Sam, if you're going to go the free agency route and you're going to go for it, Sam Reinhart's the one I'm going for. He's 28. He scored 57 goals this year.
Damn.
Now, he's going to cost you a lot of money.
Like, who's he play for?
He's with Florida right now. But he was making 6.5 this year. I mean, that's to me, that's a 9 or a 10 per year. So he's going to call. But look, you got the cap space. So, again, if you've made the decision of, you know what, I like what we got on this team right now. As Max pointed out, they got 10 of the forwards under contract, and you want to add another piece, you want to strengthen your second line. You know, you have Nyquist for, I think he's on a two-year deal, so you'd have him for another year. You know, you could look at that and add a piece like Reinhardt or Stamkos, and then all of a sudden you got the building blocks for two just solid forward lines to go with, you know, the grit and the secondary scoring that you hope to have in the third and the fourth.
Back to our question of whose flame's burning out. Kyle Busch, is his flame burning out?
Oh, that's a good one. I'd say yeah. I'd say that's probably fair. I mean, he's certainly at a different point in his career. He's gone from Joe Gibbs Racing and winning all the races and championships that he did there. Now he's with Richard Childress. And while he hasn't won this year, but he won last year at RCR, made the playoffs. He's certainly not the same dominant Kyle Busch, but he's not in the dominant equipment either. So I'd say that's a fair one.
Ron has a good one that I didn't think about, and I think the flame has burned out on this a long time ago. Heavyweight boxing.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares anymore.
Nobody cares.
The UFC ended that.
You're right. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know, growing up.
Wasn't there a fight this weekend?
Heavyweight boxing?
Or is it? I think there was a boxing
last weekend.
Was it last weekend?
Ryan Garcia. Yeah. And then he just made headlines, or WBC made headlines saying that he was taking PEDs the day before.
No, of course he was.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
But this was all said after the match, which was weird, obviously, because you don't want to give back the money for pay-per-views and such.
Right. Well, you don't remember, but if you look in the history books, 30s, 40s, and 50s, there were two sports, and Chase and I have talked about this, that dominated the sports world. Two sports. Do you know what they were?
Boxing.
And?
Golf.
Nope.
Wrestling.
Nope.
I don't know.
What just happened Saturday in Kentucky?
Oh, the Kentucky Derby.
Horse racing.
Yeah.
Boxing and horse racing. You go back and read the hit, was massive. Baseball was right there. Baseball became more popular than that. And then football in the late 50s of that overtime game between the Giants and the Colts, that kind of put football on the map, and football and baseball never looked back.
So I didn't watch 1 second of the Derby.
Me neither.
I didn't watch 1 second. I just didn't care. And I've realized that I don't care. And, you know, I think there's a part of me, too, that's like, you know, and we won't get into all of this, but, like, I think horse racing is kind of cruel, you know? So, like, I like animals a lot. So, I'm just like, yeah. I just don't care. I just, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just kind of whatever, you know?
All right, yeah. I didn't watch even either. But I was looking at all the pictures, everybody dressed up like they care.
What was interesting is, so it was by a nose, it was a close finish, a photo finish. The NASCAR race yesterday at Kansas, the closest finish in the history of NASCAR.
I saw that.
0.001 seconds, Kyle Larson beat. Chris Buescher thought he won the race. Everybody thought he had won the race. They go back, they look at the data, they look at the tape, and 0.001 seconds, Kyle Larson wins.
Wow.
The closest finish in NASCAR history.
I saw the picture, man. That's why you have the cameras there. So,
yeah, so I thought that was very, 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 very interesting. But I agree with boxing. I mean, UFC.
Well, here's Brian.
UFC killed boxing.
Brian says Canelo Alvarez fought this weekend. Huge boxing match. Hardly any attention. That's the thing.
That's what I was talking about, that it was Canelo Alvarez that he fought.
Not to say, you know, when I was growing up, but, you know, you had Sugar Ray Leonard, you had Roberto Duran, you had Marvin Hagler, you had Thomas Hearns, you had Tyson, you had Foreman who made his comeback. I mean, it was a big deal.
Well, I remember Tyson and Holyfield. Like, that was, like, the thing.
Oh, that was 97 when Tyson bit his ear off. I mean, that was a big deal. I mean, of course, Tyson lost to Buster Douglas. Like, that was in 90. I mean, boxing was a – those events were huge. And now nobody cares at all.
Well, and I think, too, there's too much to care about. You know, there's too many other things that are available to you at your fingertips because of, you know, social media. And like, UFC is just, I don't know, UFC is more exciting to me.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's what it is. Sells out everywhere they go. I mean, the pay-per-view numbers
Pro wrestling's on the way back, like, you know, with what they're doing. So, there's just too many different things to take in, and I think it's overwhelming. Like, I'm at the point now that I call this my chill season. It's not my off season, but it's my chill season.
Chill season.
Predators are done. Titans won't report for a few months. I know we got mini camps, but okay, whatever. Baseball is going on. Baseball is kind of my soul cleanser. Watch the Braves, even though their pitching sucks right now. and then, you know, NASCAR. Like, I was telling somebody, like, I don't feel like I've been able to really get into NASCAR much this year just because there's been so many other things going on. And so, you know, that's kind of what it is. So.
Yeah, I mean, that exactly right. I mean, now that the Preds are out, you know, maybe you can divert your attention elsewhere. 2174 says, hey, guys, so I'm much of the show. Don't dock my pay.
No, you're good.
But that Tom Brady roast was great. We'll spend 5 seconds on it. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's something.
It's something.
And you will laugh at things that you never thought you would laugh at. And Brady
and
was great.
And then kind of feel guilty about it.
And I still think the Brady and Jeff Ross thing was staged because there were other massage jokes throughout the show.
Yeah, the more I watch, the more I kind of agree with you.
Brady did not. If you don't know what we're talking about, just watch it and you'll figure
it out.
It's
on Netflix. But, yeah, I agree. But there was stuff. And I need to sit down and watch it from beginning to end. I was just looking at clips. But there were some jokes where I was like, oh, my God. Gosh, they actually said that.
Oh, like, it was. Whew.
I mean,
yep.
Yeah.
But that's a roast. That's why you, that's the.
I know, but I didn't like.
Chase, you had a good thing on our text line last night, and this goes out to everybody. If you ever have a roast of me, I ain't showing up.
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to my own roast. You guys can roast me. I'm not going to be there.
You know why? Like, I'll say why. Because I couldn't take it. Like, I would know, like, everybody would be like, oh, it's all in good fun. It's all in good fun. Like, I will leave, like, just defeated and.
You'd start fighting.
I would. Like,
I mean, how does Brady sit through there like, last night?
You or Ricky would start it off, and I would end up, like, just hitting one of you over the head with a chair.
Yeah. I mean, the jokes about Brady and his marriage falling apart. I mean, how do you sit there and take that?
I know
it's kind of like, but after a while, it's kind of like, all right, I can't.
So I went, Ricky and I went to Ric Flair's roast. They had it here before his last match. And, like, there were a mix of his friends and then people he can't stand that were doing this. And then they had comedians and stuff that, you know, which I didn't think were very funny. And because they didn't know him. But, like, they were, like, Tori Wilson, who's a Hall of Fame female wrestler that was in WCW and everything, basically got up there and be like Rick has been trying for 20 years to get in my pants and like all that stuff. And it was just like,
man.
Wow. And his wife sitting there, like, it's all this stuff. But yeah, it's on Netflix. We'll come back with What Day Is It? Celebrity Birthdays live today in Sumner County and Gallatin. Restore Habitat for Humanity. They're building playhouses. Project the Playhouse Project, and the playhouses are coming along. We'll do that coming up next. 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game on this Monday live at Restore Habitat for Humanity. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace will be out here as well watching all these playhouses come together. The Preds are here. Titans are here. Pella Windows is here, a lot of other volunteers with Habitat for Humanity, so it's really cool to watch this all come together. These playhouses will be presented to children here in Sumner County, so very, very awesome cause, and we're happy to be out here today. Our question of the day has been a good one. Whose flame is burning out in sports? And people have taken it a lot of different ways.
Ooh.
Which has been really, really good.
Lincoln Riley. Thank you, Philip Etheridge. That's a good one. That flame is burning out. One more year of what you've done there, and it's goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't hurt that you had the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, but, you know,
right.
Who you brought with you from Oklahoma, but how'd that work out season-wise, you know?
You're right, man.
So we will see for sure. With that, let's get to What Day Is It? And Celebrity Birthdays.
All right, gentlemen, for today we have National Great Lakes Awareness Day.
Yeah,
should be aware of the Great Lakes.
I'm Percy Priest.
Yep, that too. International.
Joe will be at Nashville Shores later.
That's right.
Oh, boy. We're going boogie boarding?
We're not. You're not invited.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Next one on the list here, International No Diet Day.
That's me every day.
That's been me for 55 years.
There you go. We also have National Beverage Day. So Any drink of your choice.
Love a beverage.
Also has here, hopefully I pronounce this correctly, National Crepe Suzette Day. It looks like a crepe with some peaches on top.
You dated a Suzette at one time, didn't you?
I did, back when I was stationed over in Europe during the war.
Okay. next one we have here is National Meeting Planners Appreciation Day. So people that do all these meetings and plan stuff. So there's that. National Nurses Day. And the last two on the list
here.
Shout
out to the nurses.
National Tourist Appreciation Day and No Homework Day.
Ah, love No Homework.
No Homework Day is fantastic.
All right, celebrity birthdays. Let's do it.
All right, celebrity birthdays. Got to get them in, too. All right, first birthday today for you guys. Former Tennessee quarterback who I think is the greatest quarterback in Tennessee football history, Andy Kelly. How old is Andy Kelly today? You guys can take Peyton Manning and run away.
That's a hot take right there. I'm
Andy Kelly, best quarterback. How old is Andy Kelly
former
today?
Former Cats quarterback.
Correct.
Don't bury the lead there. By the way, the Cats Brewhouse Blitz tonight, 7 o'clock at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. I'll be hosting. So looking forward to that.
Okay.
Andy Kelly, 67.
62.
Andy Kelly's 56.
Oh,
he's
sorry.
Not old as Johnny Unitas.
Sorry, Andy.
Willie Mays, the great Willie Mays. Thank you, Tommy Bryan, for texting in. Let me know today is Willie Mays' birthday. How old is Willie Mays?
90?
Oh, 79.
93. The great Willie Mays.
I had to look something up real quick, but... All right.
Not the birthday, I hope not.
No. I was just making sure of something.
One of the greatest goalies of all time, Martin Brodeur. How old is he today?
Ooh, Marty Brodeur. 48.
51.
52. Dr. Crane's on the board with one. Good job, Dr. Crane. Well done there. The legend himself from Detroit, Bob Seger. How old is Bob Seger?
72. I'm going to go...
I said 72.
79.
79, exactly.
Wow, good job, Dr. Okay.
Remember, Chase got 10 points on Friday.
That's not happening.
America's Funniest Home Video X, the old host, Tom Bergeron.
When did he host? After Bob Saget?
He did.
53.
73.
How old?
73.
69.
Nice.
My good friend George Clooney's birthday today. Happy birthday,
George.
Saw him a few weeks ago.
I mean, you took me to one of his birthday parties one time.
Wow.
That was a great
time.
Yep. George Clooney is, I'm going to say 60.
67.
63. Nice. Come on, you two. Let's get it right here. Who else here? Computer is slow. It's going down the line here. Don't know who that person is. Never heard of her. Never heard of her. All right. Let's see some more here. Singer and comedian Lulu Roman. Lulu from Hee Haw. Hey.
90.
84.
78. Oh. From Chase's favorite show, Touched by an Angel, Roma Downey. How old is Roma Downey?
83.
88.
64. Lead singer of They Might Be Giants, John Flansburg. They Might Be Giants.
44.
55.
64.
Jeez.
Lead guitar player of the Foo Fighters, Chris Shiflett. How old is he?
57.
54.
53. Dr. Crane's at 4-0. One more because some of these I've just never really heard of. One more. Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of England. Chase is Bigham's International Studies. Chase, you should get this. Tony Blair.
74.
63.
71. With that, Dr. Crane wins 4-0. So Chase goes 10 on Friday, 0 on Monday. Well done,
That's
Chase.
That's how it works sometimes. Congrats, Dr. Crane.
Thank you very much.
Hey, as we leave our show today to let the guys out there, hey, you made it to the weekend. You're doing great. You're doing fine. Remember, if you didn't talk to anybody on your cell phone, dial 988. Please reach out and talk to somebody. If you need to talk, you can reach out to myself, Chase, Dr. Crane, anytime. We will talk to you anytime to let you know how much we love you and our world is a better place because you're here. Please know that.
Amen to that. Appreciate Habitat for Humanity for having us today. But Don't go anywhere. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace will tell you more about that. They're coming up next. Plus, your reaction to the Predators falling to the Canucks. Chase and Big Joe back at it tomorrow at 9, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.